That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man said? He said.
All right, welcome back here to the Chase and Big Joe Show on this beautiful, beautiful Friday in Nashville, Tennessee. We have a fun show for you. Chris Sanders at 10 o'clock. Chuck Gentry, head football coach, at 11 and at 10:30. But now our most important guest, because it's the next one and because she is very important, the president of the Nashville Predators, Michelle Kennedy, joins us. Good morning, ma'am. How are we?
Good morning, Big Joe. It is, in fact, a beautiful fall morning out there. I love it when the crispness comes in the air in Nashville in the fall. It's my favorite time of year.
Oh, absolutely. It just feels so good doing that. First of all, I was telling somebody you're coming on the show today, so we got the president of the Nashville Predators, and I'm like, the president? Explain what you do for the Nashville Predators for my friend out there who's listening.
Oh, goodness. I mean, a little bit of everything except opining on the lineup. Nobody's asking me much about making trades or who should be on the first line. But otherwise, you know, our owners own both the hockey team and the management company that manages the arena and the Ford Ice Centers. So anything that goes on in any of those places is potentially on my agenda for the day. So it's a very, very diverse, fun way to spend days.
Oh, I bet it is. So, but we're glad that you can join us on these Fridays. All right. I love the way you guys do all the stuff off the ice that goes on. And I know the big clay shoot next October 23rd, which comes up, that's next, I think, Wednesday. It's an important thing for you guys. I know that for the Foundation, Hal Gill and Chris Mason doing that. Why is it so important just to do all these things off the ice in the community?
You know, you hear us say all the time that it is just as important to us to be a productive part of the community and connect with our community as it is to host concerts and play hockey games. It truly is a part of our infrastructure. As a matter of fact, I have stepped aside into a conference room out of our Dex Score and Win breakfast. We're having our kickoff this morning. Dex does a sponsorship program for our team each year, and we have different charities that participate in that. And so it engages them in our games because they have players that they draft onto their teams, and they get donations for Dex based on the performance of their players. So
wow.
We do clay shoots, we do Nash Vegas, we do a beer fest, we do all kinds of things because we want to be able to touch everyone in this community. Our foundation wants to offer something for everyone, and you know our players are so great at jumping in as well. You know, out there next week at the clay sheet, there'll be Mark Jankowski, Jeremy Lauzon, Mike McCarron, and Cole Smith. They'll participate. Each team will be paired with a celebrity, and there'll be lunch provided by Hunt Brothers, dinner provided by Puckett's, and it's a fun, fun day. And if you look at the 5 or 10 day forecast, it's going to be a perfect day to be out there shooting clay.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And here's the best part, Michelle, is that I've done these events with your players throughout the year, and they're engaged. I've done events with other pro athletes in town. They show up late. They don't care. They leave early. Your players, I mean, these Nashville Predator guys, and I've seen it firsthand dozens and dozens of times, they want to be there. So when they want to be there and they're engaging, it makes an event like that just really perfect. It really does.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, that's, again, it's important to us, not only in the front office, but in our locker room. And huge credit to Barry for starting that philanthropic spirit in our team from the very beginning. As our first coach, he made it a priority. And that has been something that's continued to be a consistent theme in our organization. And you're right. Our players do not sit around and act bothered and troubled by being there. They engage. They love being out there. They, too, love to give back to the community. We're really, really lucky in that respect that it's something that is a priority at every corner of our organization.
Absolutely. NashvillePredators.com/clayshoot for all information there. Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators, is with us on the Chase and Big Joe Show. All right. Something also you guys do really well is you honor your own. And Luke Shen, his 1,000th NHL career game, the ceremony before. That's a lot of fun because, again, that's engaging for the Predator fans because they feel like they've been with Luke for all these 1,000 games. You guys do such a good thing. That's also important to you guys as well.
It is. I mean, and kudos to Luke. My goodness, 1,000 games in the NHL, and he is not a guy who plays the game daintily.
So right.
He's felt those 1,000 games in a really profound way. You think about his family legacy. His brother is also approaching that milestone. And what a cool day it will be for him and his family and for our fans. As you said, you know, we'd like to do these things because We want them to see that these guys have worked hard to do what they do. We also want to, you know, Luke engages in community engagement as well. So in every way, we want to showcase our guys as not only elite hockey players, but as people.
You know, another thing, Michelle, that the Nashville Predators have done well, because I've been with the team since 98 when you first got here, but you engage in the community and you spread the word of hockey and spread the word of the Nashville Predators, and you keep doing it, and you got these Music Heritage Nights, which are starting four-part series coming up for entertainment and representation from all the diverse communities in Nashville. That's also important. That's also grown the fan base in so many ways. It's probably immeasurable.
Yeah, and again, we want everyone to feel at home in Bridgestone Arena and in Smashville. And so this year we made a very logical pairing in branding our entire season, the Music City Hockey Tour. And so that theme runs through everything that we're doing. And you referenced the Music Heritage Nights. We had our first one this week, Hispanic Music Heritage Night. We'll have Pride Music Heritage Night next Saturday, the 26th. Then we'll have two more throughout the season, Asian and Pacific Islanders Heritage Night on 129 and Black Music Heritage Night on 28. And the magic of those nights is that that theme weaves through everything that we do. If for those of you who were here on Tuesday night, you saw that energy begin when you walked on the plaza. As you walked in the arena, you saw elements of that Music Heritage Night in every piece of our game presentation. You saw our guys walk in with custom designed jerseys. We have a local artist who designs a custom jersey for each of these nights, and then we auction them off at the foundation table. Again, that connectivity with the community. And it's a really fun, special night. And you know, Tuesday was fun from that perspective. Tuesday wasn't fun from a hockey perspective.
Right.
But we had the Music Heritage Night that really did create a lot of enthusiasm in our arena, and we look forward to the next three.
I love it. Again, naturalpredators.com for all the information. They're back on the ice tomorrow at 1 o'clock versus Detroit. Michelle, as always, thank you. We appreciate you. You mean the world to us. Thank you for everything, and let's go win one.
Always good to talk to you, Joe. We are going to win one. We are. We have urgency around here, but there is no panic. We have a great team, and we will show that very, very soon.
All right, love it. Thank you, Michelle.
See you, Joe.
All right, Michelle Kennedy, the president of the Nashville Predators.